Fine, Tanda Hilika Perek. Today's daf is daf Chof Aleph. Arba'an Nidorim Itiru Chachamim. There are four types of Nidorim that the Chachamim say are mutter right off the bat, and that even though it's not proper for a person to be loose-tongued and to engage in an easy use of the word, it's taking an oath, a vow, nonetheless, there's no need for a heter at all in these things, as we'll see. And they are as follows. Nidrei Ziruzin, negotiating Nidorim, where you're trying to say something to get another person to meet your position. Nidrei Havai, Nidorim that are just absurd. The Gemara Mishnah is going to give an example of each one, but where it's clear at the time that you're being noder that you certainly do not mean what you're saying. Nidrei Shigagot, where there was a mistake made, and Nidrei Onasim, where you were forced into a position where you had no choice but to say those words. Let's take the first one first. Nidrei Zeruzin Ketzad. A guy is selling something. Hayam Ocher Chefetz. And he says, you know, if I sell this for anything less than a sellout, which is four dinarim, then I will not be nene from that money ever. I swear it off. I might as well throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So, konim she'ini puchet lecha min ha'sela. Whereas the buyer buys, yeah, well, if I buy this thing for a penny more than a shekel, well, actually, it doesn't say a penny more. We'll see if he says that, if it's different. But I am not going to pay you any more than a shekel, which is two dinar. The truth is, shneim rotzim b'shloshan dinarim. What they're both saying is, all right, we'll settle on three. That's, when we say shneim rotzim, it seems to be saying, that is actually their intent from beginning to end. And we'll see that that's a very important diyuk. Arba'an nidorim itiru chachamim, says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Abba bar Mamal Rabbami. Amart lan b'shmeid Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, man tana arba'an nidorim, Rabbi Yehuda hibi amar mishum Rabbi Tarfa. Actually, that this Mishnah is an extension of the halacha that we discussed earlier about a case where two people were walking along and argued about the identity of the individual who they see approaching. And one says, well, I'll be a nazir if that's so-and-so. And the other says, well, I'll be a nazir if it's not so-and-so. Then neither of them are nazirim. The reason is, neither will be a nazir. This halacha, ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir. Of course, it's not only ben nazirut, it's not lindor neder. The halacha, that language has to be clear in order for it to be able to create a state of nazirut, would be true about nedarim as well. So that would mean, we said, that wherever there's a condition, that it's not clear at the time that you're saying something, that this is a meaningful statement, and then even if it turns out in the end that it was so-and-so, nonetheless it's not a nazir, because the entire thing was vague up front. If I listened to you making that neder, I don't know what the status is. How do you call that a meaningful statement in terms of neder and nazir? So you'll ask, if that's the case, what is the chiddush over here more than the case over there? The case over there is a slightly different, because in that case, one of them is definitely not a nazir. And since the language that is being used is identical in both, from both people, and it's quite clear that this language cannot mean that I'm a nazir, somebody's not saying I'm, and I don't know which one is saying, so obviously it's prima facie, vague language. How can both people say the same thing and mean completely opposite things? Right? I mean, one of them is not and one of them is. But in this case, they both may well be taking a valid neder. Because what they're actually saying is, well, if we agree on three, I won't have any hanaf from the money and you won't have any hanaf from the chefetz. There's nothing innate in the statement that makes it impossible for me to believe that both of these statements are completely true. They are, in fact, ossering themselves bekoni. Therefore, this is an extension that the concept of vagueness does not necessarily need to be clearly and objectively vague for the similar language. It's vague because I don't know precisely what's going to happen. And that would be an extension of the halach of hafla'ah. Rava says, that's not so. Afilu tema Rabbanan. Because mi katani shnehem ratsu, this has nothing to do with hafla'a. Because if it were a function of hafla'a, so then you'd be saying, even if in the end they change their minds, it's not a neder because it was dependent on the condition. So it makes no difference what happens. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, shnehem rotzim katani. This is what we understand them to have meant all along. Which means that the issue over here has nothing to do with hafla'a. The issue has to do with umdana. This is the way that we actually sense the meaning of the language. When somebody says, I'm not going to give you more than two, and the other guy says, well, I'm not going to sell it for less than four, both of them are saying three. That's what those words actually mean. It's like Rav Moshe's psak. Yeah, it's like Rav Moshe's psak about shidduch talk. If a girl says she's 28, it means she's 35. He can't say, no, she says, you can't say you're 35 because then it means you're 41. That's what the word actually means. It's exactly, yeah.
So not less than four actually means less than four.
It actually means less than
four. And not more than two actually means more than two.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I thought I spoke the line.
I thought it was just meiser. Double meiser.
Double mice? You mean it can't be that difference? 35 okay, maybe. Okay. So, therefore we have a very, very different approach. It's according to Rabbi Tarfon, it doesn't matter what the heck you do, because it's not a neder, because it was dependent on a tanai that's unclear at the time that you make the neder. But according to the way Rav is understanding the Mishnah, and his very strong diak in the Mishnah, there may actually be a neder here, in that you could not really accept that money. In other words, you can't come down to meet his price, or you can't go up to meet his price, because that definitely you're saying. You're saying, I'm not going to pay that price, and if I do, then I don't want to be netted from this chayfetz. That's a real statement. We don't have an umdana that says that. So I mean, that seems to be a clear difference between these two approaches. If it's Rabbi Tarfon, it means one thing. It means not a netter no matter what. The way Rav is learning, it's simply our understanding of what the words mean. There are some who say, says the Ran, that even according to the way we understand this, Aliba de Rava, since the meaning of the netter is that I don't really mean what I'm saying, then it means I don't mean anything at all as a netter. It's just a way of speaking. It doesn't mean there is a netter here, but it isn't that. So that's two different ways of understanding Rava as well. Amarle Ravina Ravashi, how about if the guy is really, there's two ways of learning this. One way is like this. The guy is really being very, very didactic. And he says a slightly more. Let's say he says, look, the price is 401. Now that's the price. And the other guy says, well, I'm not going to give you 201. So now, the question is, that we're talking about over here, or I'm going to give you only 199. So if they're playing games with one pruta, this is one lashon, so then they seem to really mean what they're saying. That's one approach. The other approach that the Ran has is, what if they're hopelessly far apart? In other words, is the Mishnah really saying that there is a position, a reasonable position between 2 and 4, which is 3, which is what they mean? But if they're further apart than that, if the guy is saying more than 4, and the other guy is saying less than 2, then they're really saying, you're out of your mind, I wouldn't pay that for this, and if I would, then I'd be crazy and I won't be nana from it. And then he really means it, because he doesn't believe he's negotiating. Neither party believes they're negotiating at this point. You really are saying, you're crazy. Forget it. This is the walk away netter, but then it's a real netter. It's not a negotiating netter, so it doesn't become Zeruzim at all. It's being said out of anger for the other person's position. In which case, maybe, since they're so far apart, maybe this is a real netter. Or, the other lashon, maybe because they're being so makpan on precisely what they're going to pay or not going to pay, maybe they really mean it. What's the halach? Amar lei, ha! I'll bring you a great raya. Tanina. Here it says, beferish, a little bit later in the Masechta, a lot later in the Masechta, a guy is trying to get someone to eat in his house. And the guy says, if I walk into your house, walk across your threshold, it should be asur ba'ano. Or if I drink one drop of water, tipat sonein, he doesn't mean anything. What he means is he's not going to sit down and take a big meal and so on. He certainly doesn't mean he's not going to accept a drink of water. Now, I ask you, according to your lashon, that if somebody's being that medayik, or if two positions are so far apart that it actually means something, am I hatipat sonein? Didn't he say one drop of water? One drop of water sounds very much like one penny more. Same thing. Nonetheless, we say that's not what he means. You see that people talk like that, and it's understood all the time that it doesn't literally mean I won't drink a drop of water. So hachinami must mean over here the same thing. Guy says, I won't pay you one penny more. Everybody says that. I'm not going to pay a penny more. Doesn't mean that I'm such a dyke and that I'm talking about pennies. It's just a way of saying, look, that's what I want to pay. Omarlei. So Ravina said to Ravashi, that's a raya? Me, dummy, are the cases similar? I mean, gabitzonein, the reason why the guy said, I'm not going to drink even a drop, is because we understand that the initial positions are mad. This guy, tzadikim omrim ma'at ve'osim harbe. This guy is saying, look, I just have a cup of tea. Now he knows, when this guy says a cup of tea, it's like going to your grandma's house for a cup of tea. Which means you're going to be sitting down, there'll be a whole table, it's going to be a 3-hour affair, you ain't going to get out of there no matter what. This is how this guy is. So because of that, he's also taking an extreme position. Not a drop of water I wouldn't take by you. I got no time for this. So again, they're staking out positions because this is indeed the normal way. Basha'inken, over here, people don't stake out far apart positions when they're negotiating. And when you're talking to grandma, it's one thing. And when you're negotiating with somebody, it's got to be within a certain range of negotiations. Hokasveikahu. Dilma pachot miselaviyotar shekel ka'amar. On one end, it could be he's just saying, I don't want to pay more. Vizirusin havi. In which case, it's included in the general rubric of Nidrei Zirusin. Maybe he means literally, you're completely out of range, I wouldn't have anything to do with it, and so on. In which case it would be a true neder. T-boy, that question indeed stands. And as usual, we have sveikus of the Lashon and Adorim, Lashon and Adorim, we say is Lachumra. Omrav Yehuda, Omrav Asi. Arba'ad Nedarim alolu tzrichin she'ela l'chacham. That doesn't make any sense. This is Gamrita Kamida Shmuel. I said over what Ravasi said to Shmuel, that you need to have heter of a chacham. Omar, he said, that is completely off the wall. Tana toni arba'a nedarim. Isn't the whole point of the Mishnah? Arba'a nedarim hitiru chachamim. What does hitiru mean to you? That if you come and ask, they'll give you a heter. Hitiru chachamim, the whole point is that they don't require she'elah. Va'at amrit zrikim she'elah l'chacham. I mean, then what, then you're not saying anything. Rabbi Yosef matin alash maitet habahailish. Indeed, this was so difficult to believe. Rabbi Yosef had a completely different version of this discussion. Not that Rabbi Yudah was quoting Rabbi Asi as saying that you need she'ela, but rather that these nedarim represent the way in which we should view she'ela. Meaning, in chacham reshai lahatir, ela ke'en Arba'a dvarim halal. A chacham should not give a heter to a neder unless it's like one of these. Kasavar ein potchin b'charata. He obviously holds that you cannot simply be matir a neder with charata. Now there's also a lashon that has exactly the opposite girsa. Kasavar potchin b'charata. Which seems to make no sense, but as the Ran very beautifully points out, they both make perfectly good sense. They both mean exactly the same thing, speaking of a Nidrei Zirusin. They both mean the same thing, because what we need to do over here is get a firm footing in the concept of a petach and a charata, because this, of course, is central to the whole Masechta, and now is the time to do it. And it's actually central, as I pointed out to you many times, to be even a member of a Beit Din that's Matir Nedarim, Erev Yom Kippur, and so on, you've got to know this daf. You have to know the difference between a Petach and a Charata. And this is what this whole issue revolves around. When you say Potchim B'Charata, what do you mean Potchim B'Charata? I mean, I thought there's Petach on the one hand and Charata on the other hand. This is a very fundamental thing worthwhile listening carefully to. So let us take a look at the Ran inside here, because this is so much a linchpin of the Masechta. Ein chacham matir ala kein arba'a nedarim halalu. We're talking the fifth line down, the fifth of the small lines down. Klomar, ein lo lahatir b'charata, ela bepetach shahaneder kishu nitar bepetach mochiach mitocho shehu neder ta'ut. A person who's coming to be matir a neder should not be matir the neder just because a guy comes in and says, I'm sorry I ever made the neder. That's not enough. What do you mean? There's nothing that shows us objectively that there's something wrong with this neder. You're telling us that you're sorry. That's insufficient. If you have a neder like these, Ziruzim, there's something about language per se that tells us you didn't mean this neder. That type of thing will grant you a heter. But for you to say, ah, I wasn't thinking properly, I was angry, there's nothing about nothing about the words.
Must be father, for I have sinned.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Right. Now, and here he's going to explain it. Ahainu taima da adif petach micharata. Why is a petach an easier way to be matir and neder than charata is? Because the fishikol neder shu nitar bepetach, harei hanoder omer shafilu betchila kishenadar, ilo hayani noten el libo oto apetach, lo hayanoder. There's certain, a petach is an implication of a neder, which is very easily not taken into consideration at the time of the neder. Somebody didn't realize when he was talking about not going into that building that the second minion davens in the basement of that building. He said, oh my God, I sometimes need to have a second minion. I didn't realize that. If somebody would have just pointed it out to me, I never would have asked going into the building. Over there, it has nothing to do with I changed my mind. Saying I wasn't aware of that, I wasn't thinking of that. Nimtza nidro b'ta'ut. So what a petach means is that there's a mistake in the neder, an objective mistake in the neder. Not a change, an emotional change.
In the circumstances regarding
No. No, I could see in the neder that it's very likely that this implication is a contradiction what the guy would really want. Masha'enken, when it's a neder, shunitar b'charata, enomotzei matzvo shum inyan. The guy can't say, oh my gosh, if I'd realized that, I never would have made a neder. Right? All he's saying is, he's telling us now, looking back, I can see that my emotional state was distraught. I was angry. I was in a crazy mood. Something was different from the way I normally am. So therefore, I'm telling you that now, looking back, I think I'm crazy. I don't know why I made that neder. I must have just been not thinking, or I was very angry, or whatever it is. What emotions do to us, whatever you want to call it. So if that's the case, we really have nothing objective to go on at all. The man is just telling us that this is the way it is. He's reporting subjectively on his own state of mind. And therefore, it's a much weaker heter that he's claiming mitoch hakas, or mipnei mihirut nadarti. I was just feeling spontaneous at the moment. I'm so sorry I ever got involved in this. Therefore, if you have something which is clear, like the Arba Nadarim Halalu, where everybody sees that this is negotiations, that's what's happening, that you can be matir. But to just come along with it, the neder seems to mean very seriously what it meant, and the guy tells you something that is subjective, that a person should not be matir. Okay, that's what he seems to be saying. Now, the lashon of potchin b'charata or ein potchin b'charata, that we're going to see a little bit later, how it is that it fits in to the lashon. I'll do the ran with you, but we need to do a couple of cases first, just to make it clear. Huda atala kami to Rav Huna. A guy comes to Rav Huna, and he wants a heter for his neder. Omar leis Rav Huna said to him, Lipcha alecha, tell me something. Was your heart settled? Meaning, were you emotionally stable at the time, and it's just that now it's inconvenient to have that neder? Is that what you're telling me? You're sorry you made the neder because, at the time it was great, but right now things are different and I don't want it anymore. Because if so, I cannot be mata this neder. In which case, the guy would say, yes, they wouldn't give him a heter. But this guy said, no. I never should have made that neder. I never wanted that neder. I was not stable. So Vishariye, at that point he was matir. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is that when he's saying, lipcha alecha, the way that you were thinking then, is that the way that you're thinking now? It's just that you want to change your mind? Or are you saying that then I was crazy? No, I'm not changing my mind. I realize that I don't feel that way, and I don't feel I should have felt that way. Vishari. Oh, who dealt with the kami to Rabba Bar Rav Huna? So Rabba Bar Rav Huna said to him, Amarle, Ilu ayu asara b'nei adam shefaisucha bota sha'a minazarta. Let's say there would have been 10 people that would have come to you and would have said, listen, calm down, it's not so bad, what do you need to get involved in a neder? Don't take things so seriously. Would you have made the neder? Omar Leilo, nah, I never would have made the neder. V-T-R-O. Now, you'll notice, of course, that this is very different. Because the guy walked into court thinking that now he doesn't want the neder. He's not thinking back at his state at the time. We are opening the door to him to say, Let's consider an actual measurement here. So we have nidre metrics here. What's the situation? 10 people. Okay, I want you to sit back and imagine 10 people, not a guy whispering in your ear. 10 people come and they sit around and they say to you, you really think that this is what you want to do? You don't think you're overreacting? What would you have done? So that gives a person now some type of actual measurement of thinking about himself. But for me to come along and say, you know, I wasn't thinking properly, I was angry. Well, what does that mean? How angry were you? If 10 people would have spoken to you, would you still have said, no, I want this neder? So then you're telling me that at the time you really wanted the neder. That's the point. If at the time you really wanted the neder and now your emotional state is different, I can't be matir neder like that. If you're telling me that at the time it would have been possible for you to have looked at yourself with sufficient perspective to say, come on, this is not really me, then I can be matir. So you see, this is a much more difficult way of being matir than simply trusting a person to say, you know, I was being very angry. Because it makes a tremendous nafkamina. Because according to this, if the guy says, I was very angry, and therefore I made the neder. But, I mean, looking back, I realized that I shouldn't have been so angry. And he says, but nonetheless, even if 10 people would have told you, you're overreacting, I would have said, I don't care. So then that means knowing that you're angry, you would have still made the neder. So what good is it for you to say now that I realize I was angry? Even if you realized then you were angry, you would have made the neder. All you're saying is that now you're not angry and therefore things have changed. But that's just from this point on. It's not now retroactive. And the whole point of the charata is it has to be retroactive. I'm sorry I ever made it. Not I'm sorry now that I got into the situation now because I made it then, you see. So we have now two, you now already could begin to see the nafkamina and the word potchin b'charata, as we'll see.
And it's not the same as wanting the neder. This is not the same as wanting the neder
at the time and then realizing circumstances.
No, no, no. That's a completely different thing.
And that's a petach as well.
Well, if the circumstances change and it's not a normally expected change, that's not even a good petach. Because that's called nolad. Uh-huh. It's something new. I can't say, well, if I would have known that they were going to sell this building to Reichman and he was going to, you know, and so that they can't say.
Okay, but if it's, but if he didn't realize.
Maybe to Reichman you can, because it's normal.
but the second minion is in this building, in the basement. He didn't know that.
That's fine.
He still wanted the name.
Yeah, but had he known, he wouldn't want it. He wouldn't have wanted the name. That's why we're calling this potrim. Because over here, the charata becomes much more like a peta. It's still charata, but it's a charata that is similar to a peta, because it's saying, well, if I had been aware at the time that I was overreacting, which is different.
The reaction was still saying.
Right, exactly. So it's innately a charata, but it's a much more powerful charata in that it's similar to a peta. Okay? So you can see that, yes, you can see the language. You can see the language difference here, potrim b'charata, as we'll see in a moment. Tana Rebbe Yudomer, Omrim lo la'adam. We say to a person, Lev ze alecha. Is this really, now again, the same lashon that we had as Ravuna said, Libcha alecha. Imamar lav, and if he says no, this is not the, again, the two lashonas says, this is not the way that I was then, or I do not feel now the way I felt then. Then, Matirino to, he says, no. I never wanted this. It's not that I'm changing my mind. I never wanted it. So then, Matirino to. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omrim Mishum Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel says, my father said is to say like this. Omrim lo la Adam. Ilo ayu asara b'nei Adam shifaisucha botash amin adarata. Imam alav, Matirino to. Ahu da'ata lekamei de Rav Asi. Somebody came to Rav Asi for a neder. Omar lei. Kadotahita. Again, the lashon over here is: are you now being mitcharet on everything? Tohe tahita. In other words, you're now looking at yourself like you're crazy. How did you get involved in this? Omar lelo. Well, what do you think I'm here for? Visharya. Based on that, he was matir him, even though he said lo, but it was clear that that's what he meant. So again, over here, the question is tahita, looking at yourself as. In wonderment, huh? What was I thinking? Because, again, what I want to know is, are you looking at yourself in wonderment, or you're just saying, well, I want to change it? Because you can't just change it. And the netter is chal. And based on that, he was matir. Ahudiyata lekaimi, the Rebbe Lazar, Amalei, ba'ita nedar? Did you want the netter? It's just that now you don't want it? Or did you? You're, now you realize you never wanted this netter? Omar Le, let me tell you something. Ilu Lomar Gizin Le, if they hadn't got me crazy with that parking spot, Lo Bein and Klum, what do you think I like running around making the dorm? I just lost it. I couldn't take it anymore. So then he said, oh, if that's the case, Teheki Ba'ita. So then, may it be as you wish. You wish all along never to have been better. So shall it be. It should be the way you really want. That's why I said in this lashon. What you're telling me is that you really all along wanted this. You just lost it. Okay, so then let it be the way you really want. No neder. Ahi itita. There was a woman who made a neder against her own daughter. Darta labarta. She got really mad, and she asked her daughter from having hanoah from her. Atayla came to Rabbi Yochanan. So they come to Rabbi Yochanan for a heter. Omar la, so he said to her, ilu havi yada'at da'amran begeratech ala da'bartech. If you had realized that the neighbors are going to be saying about your daughter, that ilu lo cham aba ima mila deziva bichdi lo adarta, miadart, suppose you would realize that the neighbors are all whispering, you know, if her mother hadn't found out some really horrible things, in which is the only reason that she would have left her like that, Aziva. I mean, that is worthwhile just throwing out a child. I mean, God only knows what this girl has been doing. And you're going to ruin your daughter's reputation and your family's reputation. I mean, that's obviously what your netter means. Would you have made a netter like that? Mi adarta? Amrele, no, never. Vesharia, and indeed, based on that, he was martyr her. And this is innate in the netter. Okay, now...
consequences.
this?
Yeah, and, well, we're going to see. This already opens up the next sugya a little bit, so that, let's wait till Mitzray Shabbos for this. But now, let's take a look at the Ran who analyzes the gears where we say, Kasava potrim b'charatar, Kasava ein potrim b'charatar, as we said in the case of the, where we opened up this thing. Kasava ein potrim b'charatar. So we have the case over here as well of these two, seems to be two types of ways. One, I mean, a number of cases, but there are two basic patterns here. One in which we just ask the person about his emotional state. The other one in which we attempt to measure by some type of standard his emotional state, asking him whether he could have been aware of his own problem at the time. Says the Ran like this. Yilu, hayu asara b'nei adam. This is the first, I mean, the first of the very long line. Yilu, hayu asara b'nei adam, shiyafaisucha, so kasava ein potchin b'charata. What is that, why is it at that point that we say, kasava ein potchin b'charata? Now, some have the opposite gears, says Ran. Ika degor is kasava potchin b'charata. There are those, in fact, who have the opposite gears. Okay, so he has this girsa there, on those words, Asara b'nei Adam shiyafaisucha. That was the question. Over there, it makes a great deal of sense to have the two girsaot. Hakol ole l'tam echad, it all means the same thing, basically. Let me explain it to you, says the Ran. Lefisha inyan ze, de'ilu hayu asara b'nei Adam. This business of trying to get meter metrics for a heter is much less than a real petach, where we have don't have to get onto his objective, I mean his subjective state of mind, and yet it's better than a normal charata. V'odif mecharata. It's gora mi petach. It's not as good as a normal petach. Mishum delo hayu achshav asara b'nei adam shifaisu d'neima petach me'alea havim. It's not a real petach because there weren't 10 people that were there. So in other words, if in a state, let's say, there were 10 people next door that were listening to him make a matter, and we would have said to him, if you would have realized that the 10 people next door who overheard you making the netter thinks you're out of your mind, would you have made the netter? That's a real petach. That's a classic petach. No, if I had known that, in other words, you weren't aware. You weren't aware of the fact that you were loud and that everybody knew about it. That's a straight-out petach, and it's an objective issue. We know the people were there, and we know that it's very likely that if a guy knew that everybody's looking at him, what? He never would have made the net.
Oh, so it's he has lost it, and they're bringing him back.
No, but we don't need to get into the question of the lost it.
Then why do we care if they heard him or not?
Because we need to know that, objectively speaking, it's similar to Nidre Zeruzim. People don't mean that kind of thing when they say it. That would have been a petach, but in this case, there weren't 10 people there. We're asking him to analyze his state of mind had there been 10 people there. Now, that can't be a petach. It can only be charata, right? So petach it's not. Nonetheless, it's better than just charata. Odif mi charata. Why? Mishum de b'charata greda. If we just have a normal charata, meaning a guy walks into court and says, I was upset, sorry I made the netter. Over there, eno motzei shum inyan be'atzmo, shemachmato lo yano der bota sha'a. He is no way able to report on his own state of mind to say that if I was aware of my state of mind at the time, I wouldn't have made the netter. He's only reporting to us the way that he looks at himself now. It's just yodea ba'atzmo, but this case rather, zeh rather, it should say haya yodea ba'atzmo, haya makir ba'atzmo, something like that. It's obviously a word missing here. The zeh mashenkein, this guy knows that ilu hayu mefaisim oto ba'shaloya no der, v'nimtza mitbarer yoter shemitoch hamihirut nadar. It is now much more clear that there's something wrong with his das at the time of the netter. There's something missing. Remember, in every petach, there's something missing, right? What is missing in the petach is this piece of information. Had you known 10 people were next door? It's that missing piece that changes objectively the situation for us. When a person can say that had there been 10 people there, I wouldn't have made the debtor, then it's equivalent on some level to talking about a missing piece. It's just that the missing piece didn't exist. But he's reporting that it's not simply a change of state. It's that had I been aware of my state at the time, I wouldn't have made the debtor. If the guy just comes in and said, I now am aware of my state, and I'm telling you, I certainly was not in a normal state of mind at the time, that's not enough according to this Mandiyama. And therefore, we can use either lashon, says the Ran. Mishum ha'achi. Man degoris ein potrin. If your girsa is, kasover ein potrin b'charata. What is he trying to say? Ochi kama. B'charata gredata ein potrin. You can't use a charata as if it's a petach. That's what he's saying. A guy who walks in and says, I'm telling you I was angry. I mean, what difference does it make if you were angry? But you were angry. And it's not that you're angry, it's not that you have the capability of perspective that you say, had I known, I wouldn't have made the netter. You're saying, I mean, you're just saying, I now know that I'm angry. You can only use a charata like this, which is itself a petach. Ela becharata shi mitbareret yafa. Kizo, that kind of charata you can use. Man degars potchin becharata. If you're saying that we can use charata, it also makes sense. What he means is, you can utilize a charata that is like this petah, even though it isn't really a petah. So it's potchin becharata. Take your charata, a beautiful charata like this, which has the netter metrics in it, and use it like a petah. That's the point. So either way, we can use it. You can't take only a charata and make a petah out of it. You need to have something that's more like a petah. Or you can use a beautiful charata like this, which is similar to a petach, to be a petach, like a petach. So both lishonot are usable lishonot. Okay, so this now is a very fundamental daf, because it talks about charata, simple charata, reporting on your emotional state all the way on one end of the spectrum, having an objective situation all the way on the other end of the spectrum, which is a petach. And that, by the way, there is, I shouldn't say all the way, because there is something that stretches the spectrum, and that is a situation that developed that could have been foreseen. So in other words, there's a type of situation which changed, indeed it changed, and we can't, but it's so normal for it to change that it's as if it's an actual fact. So in other words, everybody knows that despite the fact that there appear to be paving stones in the rova, they're only there for a couple of weeks until they tear them up to do something else, right? So we can't say, had you known that they were going to tear up the stones, then you would have had to go on Rehov Tiferet Yisrael. You never would have answered walking down Tiferet Yisrael because of those horrible bagel shops, let's say. Right? So the guy said, but had you known that they would rip up the floor, would you have made the netter? So there, they hadn't ripped up the floor, this paving at the time, but you should have known that they were going to rip up the paving. Therefore, that's considered to be a stretched petach, a petach which is, didn't exist, but, let's say, if you would have said, if I would have known that Richie would be asleep, would you have made the netter? No, it's not that he was asleep at the time. Okay, but that that's not called... That's not called potrin benolad. That's called assumptions that should have been made. Sorry there, Rich. You know I love you.
And that's still okay?
That would still be okay. An unforeseeable new situation, or not reasonable to foresee.
For sure.
In which all of a sudden, after you asked the building, they now decided to turn it into a shul. I mean, that already... That could be, no, that could be not even petach. That's off of the spectrum. Because it's not an objective fact at the time. It's a change. You can't be matir neder because of a change. It has to be something that reflects back retroactively. So that's the full stretch now of the envelope. And we have now the middle of the spectrum. The middle of the spectrum is a charata where the person can actually measure his state of mind and say that I did have the capability at the time of knowing my state of mind if I would have had 10 people telling me, and then I wouldn't have made the neder at the time. So that's a charota that's similar to a petah. Very, very sweet, nice language, clear. The Ran is just a fantastic, fantastic mefarish.
And then everybody knows that charota is very good. Yeah, we should have done it. It's not
a... No. That's kasava in potrim b'charata. No, that's that. This man the Omar. The thing, this is a machlokus. Do you need to say asara b'nei adam, or do you not? Charata would mean that. You can't just take a simple charata. You need to have...
In the two different cases, it doesn't make a difference.
Right, yeah, because they would be both referring to this case. There's how similar to the Arba Nedarim does it have to be, that's what we're saying. Arba Nedarim Yitiru Chachamim Nidrei Zeruzi V'Nidrei Havai V'Nidrei Shigagot V'Nidrei Onasin Nidrei Zeruzin Ketzat Haya Mocher Chepetz V'Amar Konim Eni Po Chepetz Chamin Tzela V'Hala Omer Konim Sheinu Mosif L'Chal Shekel, which is two dinar. Shneihem Rotzim all along B'Shloshah Dinarim. About the case that the two people walking and making a nizirut based on the identity of the individual coming that they don't know, but they assume that v'olam ein achad miem nazir lefi shalonit nazirut elah hafla'a. Rav Amar, not necessarily. Even if you hold, you don't need hafla'a. Afilu teima rabbanan. Mi katani shneihem rotsu at this point? Shneihem rotsim all along katani. In which case, this is analysis of the actual meaning of the words at the time. Omele revil ravashi. How about if you get into the gory details? Omele, tvei misela, halomer botzer mishekel. Or the other question, way of reading the questions. How about if they're absurdly far apart? Omele tvei misela, halomer botzer mishekel. Is this a neder, or is it still zirusin? The guy wants you to have a meal, and he says, oh, no, I don't even walk into your house. Not a drop of water. Even tipatzon ein shani toein. He's still mutar likanes lebeito. And lishtot emenutzon ein. Shalonet kaven zelo shum achila v'shtia. So now I ask you, isn't tipatzon ein the same thing as talking about pennies, not a penny? Or isn't it the same as being awfully far apart for a guy wanting to feed you a meal and you're not willing to take a cup of water? Ella, what's the reason it's not a netter? Because mishtoi in shishachi, that's all. So clearly in this case as well, nami mishtoi in shishachi. Omale, not necessarily. Me dummy. I mean, gabet so name, we understand that mishtoi in shishachi because that's the derech of Bnei Adam to say a little but mean a lot. Because tzaddikim omri ma'at vasimar beis, you gotta make up for it in the other direction. But Hocha Sveiku, I mean, maybe he really means it. Dilma Pachot Misalav Yoter Al Shekel Kamar. If he means it like this, so that it's just Zeruzim. Or maybe he says, no, if we're too far apart from me, maybe it's Dafka Venidravi. See, boy. Omrevi Yonomarav. Arba'a Nedorim Alolo Tzuchim She'elah L'Chacham. Kamrita Kamir Shmuel Omar. The Tana Tani Arba'a Nedorim Itiru Chachamim. Va'at Amre Tzuchim She'elah L'Chacham. Rabbi Yosef Mati Lalashmat Tabahai Lishna. Omra Vyram Ravasi Ein Chacham Rishay Latir Ela Ke Ein Arba Nedorim Alolo. That's how we got mixed up in the phrasing of it. Kosova Ein Potchin Bacharata. Ahuda Atalakami the Ravun Omerle Lipcha Lecha. Omerle Lo Visharia. Ahuda Atalakami the Rabba Baravun Omerle Ilo Yos Rabbane Adam Shifaisucha. Botasha Minadarta Omerle Lo Vitiro. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Omrim Lo Adam Leiv Ze Alecha Imam Alav Matirim Oto. That's all that we need is that he should say, this is not the normal me. I'm not that kind of person. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shmuel. No. Omrim Lo Adam Ilo Ayu Asara Bnei Adam Sheifaisucha Botasha Min Adarta Amar Lav. Then Am Matirim Oto. Uda Oto Lekam De Rav Asi. I'm like Kadot Ayita. I'm like Lo Visharia. That if it wouldn't be she sure wouldn't have mother for nothing. Lovely.